wonder, when was the last time that you heard Jesus speaking to you? When was the last time you heard him calling you to follow him? Well, when was the last time? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I was looking at a photo taken by a man called Ken Duncan the other day. It's a recent picture of a fisherman in his boat on the Sea of Galilee, the place where Jesus found Peter and Andrew, James and John. And okay, the guy's wearing jeans and a tracksuit top, and yes, there's a Mercury outboard motor on the back of the boat. But it just brought that whole place to life for me. The place where Jesus went to find his disciples. Not in the temple, not at the best theological seminary in Jerusalem, not even in the local synagogue. No, Jesus went to Galilee, down where the fishing boats came in. It was an ordinary place full of ordinary people like you and me who that day, as things turned out, encountered this extraordinary Jesus. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 20. As Jesus was walking by the Lake Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Simon's brother Andrew. These brothers were fishermen, and they were fishing in the lake with a net. Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you a different kind of fisherman. You will bring in people, not fish." Simon and Andrew immediately left their nets and followed him. So you're just cleaning and packing up the nets after a hard night's work out there on the water. And this Jesus comes along and says, "Come, follow me." And the lads did what? They immediately left their nets and followed him. Funny thing is, he's still doing that today. Ordinary people in ordinary places. Come, follow me. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And let me tell you, when we receive God's word into our hearts, that right there is God speaking to us. It's a powerful thing, the Word of God. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.